escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are talking about what the Hawks have been doing and what they're going to continue, hopefully, to do, and that's improve this team. We're going to let you hear what a couple of folks that cover the NBA, including Mark Spears, had to say about Trae Young's excitement. And Mike, it's interesting because guys are like, man, y'all keep dreaming. Look, all we want to do is win. And if it happens that we get one of the generational talents of Giannis Antetokounmpo to come to Atlanta, based on the fact that Mike said to me in the break, apparently Giannis is upset with the way that he handled the Dame situation. Well, how upset? Is he upset enough to leave, force his way out, Mike, because he didn't like the way that was handled?
Right. So just for a moment, for a day at least, can we have a conversation where this is actually plausible and possible? Because, as we said, you know, Vegas can, you know, get people to get bet on anything. But it is kind of funny that aside from basically the Bucks being the basically you bet 200 to you bet 100 to win, bet 200 to win 100 favorite, we're 6-1. I just felt that, you know, you look at a guy's career, what's he looking to achieve? What's the perception? Because, you know, for years, how many times have we have this conversation the other day with Rick Ross? We were joking around about it.
That's right.
About the feeling that somehow guys Pastor Troy. And Pastor was saying, yeah, man, we laughed about it. The perception that everybody likes to come and have fun in Atlanta, but people don't necessarily want to play here or live here. That would really kind of blow that away. And by the way, you know, Trae is lobbying and was working the phones for these trades to get done as well and these moves to happen.
Yeah, a guy hit me up. He says, what you giving up? Whatever.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, Jalen Johnson goes.
Well, but who cares? Like, at this point, you're worried about that? You're giving up that unconditional first-round pick that you just got. You're probably giving up some future first.
Right.
Right? In acquiring him.
We didn't give to the Mavericks.
Correct.
Give to the Spurs.
And you keep it moving. Like, let's not get caught up in, we haven't won anything.
You're telling me you're going to quibble over trading Jalen Johnson to get Giannis Antetokounmpo here? Come on. Let's keep it real.
All right.
I mean, we love Jalen. One of the other things about everything we're excited about right now as we're presently constructed is that Jalen Johnson plays more than 65 games this year.
He has to. That's one thing he's got to show us. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. You guys can chime in. Braves tonight, they switched up the rotation. Grant Holmes is going to go tonight. It was Didier Fuentes who was supposed to be on the mound. First time at home, by the way. So he pitched on the road twice. We're going to see how he does at home. Hopefully he's better at home. I like his stuff. But again, you know, you talk about giving your team a chance. And, Mike, we're kind of stuck in a pickle right now because of the pitching situation with injuries. You're rolling a couple of guys out here that you did not expect to, and he's one of them.
You could have done this in 2023. You can't do this in 2025. That's the problem because he's a young arm, but he's not ready. He's just not. And it's just the desperation we have because it's too early to trade for starting pitching. You don't really have any other options. So here we go. And as you said, they flip-flop Grant Holmes to try to set the tone for this series. But this is why, Carl, you could never have enough. And it's why I harp on it every year. And once again, I know the Smith-Sharper thing, no one expected that. But you kind of have to expect young pitchers having arm problems nowadays.
Snicker said it's about command. It's not about how hard you throw. The kid throws hard.
Yeah.
But it's about command. And he said he's a young kid. He's learning. that every time that he goes up there, and he's going to learn something different. And by the way, if you're going to do this, if you're going to be committed to it, you got to be good with the ups and downs. You got to be good with him giving up, you know, in 3 1/3 innings against the Mets, 6 runs and 2 home runs. Like, you've got to live with that as he continues to grow. And the problem is, to Mike's point, are you in this race? Because if you yes. are, then that's those starts are not helping you. So he's going to be an interesting case study for the Braves. But look, they have confidence in him. And the kid, again, you're talking about going from A-ball to the majors or whatever. He didn't play Double-A. He wasn't in Gwinnett. This is going to be a challenge for anybody who's thrown into that fire.
It is just, you know, the reality of it is, I mean, they don't have anyone else. I mean, they've got a few other guys in the minors, but that's about it. So this is basically, we don't have any other options. So, I mean, I love it. I wish, you know, you. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't do bullpen starts every fifth day. You'd be running out your bullpen. So this is best, as good as it gets.
All right, we're going to talk more about this with Grant McCauley coming up. But hopefully we get a good start tonight with Grant Holmes. Angels in town. And, again, this is an important series. No Ron Washington, by the way. We love Ron. We wish him the best. He is done, at least for this season, medical issues, and so he's out. But you will not get a chance to see Ron at the ballpark if you're going over the next few days. Hey, Dominator's behind the glass. Appreciate him being here as always. Day-Day is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Let's hear from Grant Holmes, because he was talking about how these starting pitchers are feeding off of each other. I have a great start. You want to come out. Smoltz and all these guys used to talk about this all the time. Madison have a great start. I want to come out and be better. And it drives you to be great. Here's Grant Holmes.
Oh, you know, it's great. It's kind of like hitting. You know, hitting gets contagious. You know, you see your teammates doing well. You know, you just want to, you know, kind of repeat what they do. You know, with Strider and Sale and Schwelly, what they did the past, you know, 3 outings before mine, you know, it was really special.
Hopefully Matt Olson can continue to be hot, Mike. He had a couple of hits on Sunday, and then he reached base streak of 30 games. So that's something we'll be watching for. And then again, you know, we asked this yesterday, and it just continues to be the narrative for this team. The guys that are not hitting, and the lineup is not out yet, Day-Day. Is Money Harris out? And I want to see if Money Harris is out there. He should be after getting a couple of days off. But the guys that are not hitting, Mike, they got to start hitting at some point.
Right, because, again, you got to help this pitcher out. You know, he was 0-6 when they moved him up. He had a couple of starts in Double-A, one start in Gwinnett. And as you said, you see the promise in him. Hurston Waldrop would be the other guy. Everybody else in Gwinnett is under 500 as a starter. So you don't have anyone else. So help this kid out, man. Get some clutch. You know, what are you expecting from Money Harris, by the way, after the layoff?
I don't know. I mean, I want to see if he's in the lineup, first and foremost. Because if he's not, that tells us a lot about where the confidence level is with him right now.
I mean, you're going to take this all the way to the All-Star break?
No, I just feel like you could do it for a week.
Okay, that's what I was, you and I were saying, maybe a few days.
You could do it for a week. You can't do it for two. Now that's too much time, right? There's one thing that, like, all right, I'm in the dark room, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I'm going to come out of it feeling a different way, and I've worked on some things. Mike, it's just like with anything. You sit too long, man. It's not good.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness.
I know.
You got to go in there.
Hopefully he comes out and he's in the lineup tonight and he's hitting. We're talking about Money Harris. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Let's talk about what people are saying about the Hawks. Mark Spears covers the NBA, has for a very long time. Said he talked to Trey. Here's what was said.
But I know one person that's happy is Trae Young. I talked to Trey at the beginning of the finals in Oklahoma City. And he was, you know, he's keeping an eye on things the same way you guys are talking about LeBron keeping an eye on things. Trey's been keeping an eye on things. He has a big extension that he could send this summer. But I talked to people close to him. They say Trey is ecstatic. He got Porzingis. He got Nikhil. He wants to keep adding some shooting. He still has his young guys. Jalen Johnson's going to get healthy. Trey is excited about this team. I'm sure he'll get this extension. And now the Hawks. Are their contender.
It was Chris Haynes, a senior NBA insider, who says Giannis very upset with Dame Lillard getting cut the way he did. They're going to stretch out that money over 5 years, apparently, according to Shams Charania. So either way, that was a conversation we had. Can Trey go be the Hawks brand ambassador, Carl, and bring home the Greek Freak?
It'd be great. I mean, look, again, how frustrated is he? It's one thing to be like, that was wrong, and I didn't like the way they handled it, but he is the franchise. So, you know, again, is he going to get somebody fired over this? Doubtful.
But he can also put pressure on the franchise to either make moves or make him get up out of there.
Snyder have a good rep?
Who's that?
Quinn Snyder got a good rep around the league, I think,
absolutely.
Right, from his time in Utah?
I mean, okay. He does. And look, I think that's another thing, too. I know that he is not one here. And when we say win, we're talking about out of the play-in, guys. Mm-hmm. But his reputation as one of the better coaches in the league certainly is that. We're talking about Quinn Snyder. Meanwhile, this is Bill Simmons, guys. I think this is on his podcast, maybe. I don't know. He does all that different stuff. But he's been around the league, covers the league. And this is what he said about our deals, specifically about the Hawks.
You know, they're not at where Houston is from a close to win the title standpoint, but it's a little similar in that I just like a lot of their pieces and they have flexibility and they don't have to, you know, they have some extension stuff coming. They're gonna have to pay Trey in a year. They're gonna have to pay Dyson, but for right now, they actually have the flexibility to do a couple more things. And I think they should. I think the East is, as we've talked about many times, is sitting there to make a move. And that's a team that I think I'm really interested to see what they do over the next 10 days. We're gonna find out once and for all about Trae Young, I think, this season.
Okay.
And that's the perception that we always deal with. We deal with folks from outside Atlanta about Trae.
Look, he's saying that because the better the players are around you, the higher the expectation goes. If you thought Trae should have been in the playoffs and winning games by himself 2 years ago with G League guys, that's just unfair. Now, as the talent gets better, he's right about that. I do think people will look at this and say, okay, if they're playing at the same level and the talent has risen around him, maybe he is the reason why this thing is not going anywhere. If all of a sudden, Mike, we're a 50-win-plus team and we're a top-four seed, now you're saying, okay, talent's better. Trae has elevated everybody around him. So I don't think Bill Simmons is wrong about that, and he's right. The Rockets, I said it before the first segment, they are deep, and that's a team that might contend for the NBA title.
The big if, and again, the honest thing does seem like long odds, but, hey, we can have fun talking about it. The big if, though, Porzingis health, Jalen Johnson health, because you know two of your five starters are question marks. But if those guys stay healthy, this is a better team than we went to the conference finals with in 2021. I mean, Bogey, Capella, John Collins, obviously Trae, the bench, of course, Gallinari, Herter, Hunter was still on that team. You know, we had Rajon Rondo for a minute, but I'm saying you could argue that there's more talent right now. Before they even finished the moves.
The similarity is you had a lot of young guys that you still didn't know about on that team, just like with this team.
Right.
Right? That we didn't know Herter could ball out the way he did and basically saved us in game six.
Right.
There are things that we learned about on that team. I think there's a similarity there. You're right. Hey, Dolphins got their guy. So they're not calling for Kyle Pitts because a guy came out of retirement named Darren Waller.
Former Georgia Tech standout who was pursuing a musical career and just kind of kicking it. They trade a sixth. The Giants still had his rights. They sent a seventh and Waller down to South Beach.
Yeah. He said the one team he was willing to come out of retirement.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Retirement four was Miami. If you don't think they knew this before they made the Jonnu Smith trade, you're wrong. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. Our daily download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. And congratulations to Alicia Gray. She is named the 2025 WNBA All-Star. We've been talking a lot about Caitlin Clark. We got a pretty good team with the Dream, and Alicia Gray can ball out, so congratulations to her.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.